Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where we take Christmas break, but it means most of January, except for emergencies. Yeah, that's all I got. Welcome back to season two. Look, we made it to two, everyone. You may now clap. You may notice some of us have our cameras turned on and stuff. Some of us don't.
Some of us are still too low budget for a camera.
Yeah. We haven't quite got the money in the budget yet. And by budget, I mean
budget that does not exist.
Budget does not exist. Especially in a pandemic, does not exist.
The fact that we're a season two out here basically means Zach didn't want to pay actual talent.
Why would you put yourself under the bus, Sarah? Why?
No, trust me, she does this all the time.
It's called self-deprecating humor. It's part of my culture.
Normally, self-burns are usually pretty rare, but for Sarah, it's just, what's today, Sunday? Yeah, it's Sunday. Just another day of the week.
It's an everyday thing.
Another day.
Anyways, welcome back. You know who's on here. If you're a first-time listener to Season 2, I'm Zach. Lewis is to my left, right, whatever you want to do. Sarah's over here. We got Hannah down here. Last but not least, Mike.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Mike is currently hiding in a disenclosed location right now. Well, it's a championship weekend in the NFL. Let's just say us Packers fans are not very happy, but that's for another episode.
Oh, yeah. You Packers fans are ready to melt down the ice caps.
Oh, yeah. We're ready to go to the frozen tundra and heat it up. But let's move past that. Let's move into...
I learned that...
What?
I was calling them the green dudes for, like, the whole time in the group
chat. Yeah, you were. And, like, the other group chat, you were calling them the green dudes. And I'm like, you know what? Close enough. We'll talk about...
She's trying.
We'll talk about sports another day. Another day soon. But anyways, let's get into this episode. This is kind of a warm-up episode, if you will. You know, like an easy transition into season two, kind of just telling you guys what we want to do for this season, what our expectations are, stuff that we got planned out. It's a little, I don't want to say it's like a season overview because seasons change all the time around here.
This transition is almost as smooth and simple as the transition between the Trump administration and the Biden administration.
I think this transition is going to be a lot smoother.
Come on, guys. That was funny.
It was.
It was funny. Laugh.
We got to let second.
What kind of... How would we describe this transition? Way smoother than the presidential one, which should concern you.
Yeah.
But you know what? I will say it's been nice.
I had
nice
to get political in the first episode, but...
That's my job, Hannah. What the hell?
I know.
But,
we're 5 minutes in.
We're 5 minutes in, and you had to get political.
Already political.
Too political. We're going to get canceled. You're not helping.
So far.
Anyways, let's talk about this. Let's talk about, first of all, what do we think about season one? I mean, let's get to the truth of the matter. We started in a pandemic. We started not in the beginning of the year, but like, would it be end of April's like first quarter still, right? Or is it like start of second quarter? Somebody help me out.
That would be
April was definitely April, first quarter.
We were definitely
in April would be first quarter.
Yeah, we were like just barely like in
prime.
Yeah.
COVID.
We chose one hell of a time to start a podcast, but we got it done, so
yeah.
We have what I would call a pretty good season.
To sum it up best, it would be three words. What an adventure.
What an adventure. Who knew you could have your own choose your own adventure from your home? Thank you.
I'll and be in the end, week. It always ends good.
It ends pretty well, but I thought the first season was pretty good, especially the crappies at the end. I mean,
The
crappies were great. If you haven't watched it, you should. It's a really good recap of 2020. And a lot of people
actually
like
get
it.
To see our face.
You get to see like all of our faces.
Yeah.
You can finally put a face to the name.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the way to do it.
And not just us, but all but all the amazing guests we had over the past year.
I mean, yeah, most of the
Lady
guests
Michaela
were able to come back. Yeah, Lady yep. Michaela, shout out to Lady Michaela, Eli, Lemire. Oh my god, I almost said Lamar, and I'm like, that's not right.
Ow.
Man, it's been a long break. I mean, don't get me wrong. We did the emergency podcast, but it's been a long break. But I thought season one was pretty good. I mean, I wasn't even sure if we were going to do, like, wait, should we differentiate between seasons? And I'm like, we probably should. Just to help us out. We should help us divide things up. But, you know, rookie year is over. We're heading into sophomore year now. You know, we got stuff to do. We got things we have planned. Normally I would do an evil lap, but we're not doing anything diabolical. Or
not
Saris,
yet.
If I could bring Saris up and he wasn't 140 pounds, I would do that.
If your dog wasn't a small bear, I would be more than glad for you to just bring him up. But
you looked at him as we said that.
Saris, he knows what's up. Saris knows what's up. But anyways,
that was the real deal.
He learned how to open our new fridge today, so he's
that's
vibing.
Sarah, that's not vibing, that's scheming.
He was able to that alert. It took him a few months.
Your small bear of a dog has figured out how to open the fridge.
Yeah, he was able to open the old one. We got a new one. Now he's figured out the new one, and he figured out the freezer too. He couldn't open the old freezer, but now he's got
nothing is safe. How will I keep my breakfast sausage safe now?
It'll be difficult with the dogs becoming our supreme overlords eventually.
Actually, I did have a thing with him and breakfast sausage before. you didn't know that, but we did.
Oh, boy. This is going great. It's going swimmingly, if you will.
Swell.
Eventually, maybe on Instagram, we'll actually post a real photo of Cyrus.
Yeah,
so
maybe we'll do it one day.
People can see.
They will do a face reveal for Cyrus.
Just post a picture of a grizzly bear.
it's a black bear.
1,000 subscribers. We will finally do a face reveal of Sarah's dog.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Never real Surge though, right? He's a Russian spy.
the dog's not a Russian spy. Your dad is, but your dog is definitely working for some sort of intelligence agency. It's like dogs versus cats, like that intelligence agency. He's clearly like a top-notch agent over at the dog agency.
Absolutely. That's why him and my dad are so close.
Delicious. Anyways. we're off track, but it's funnier because we have cameras, so. Mind you, if you see anything we're drinking and you recognize the bottle or the can, they're not a sponsor. Sorry to disappoint you.
No.
Sadly, I cannot have this brand of water from this company sponsor me. I'll tell what these people are after, but
I'll learn of addiction very quickly to soda.
Anyways, what we had a pretty good brainstorming session a week ago or so. For planned episodes and what we expect to do this season. So, do you guys have anything that you're looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to just the full-on progression of the podcast. It's gonna be great and fun just to like find out what new topics that we could do and new guests.
I'm just glad I'm still here.
Hannah gotcha. Didn't get fired.
I thought you guys would have kicked me off by now. I didn't get fired. I made it to season two. A miracle in itself.
It truly is a wonder how you made it this far. It's like the Sonic the Hedgehog.
And Zach
game. It's
still
like,
has
how,
the job.
It's like, how are you still alive? It's like, I don't know.
And after all the coup attempts that Hannah tried to put on Zach, he's thinking, how the hell do I still have my job?
Well,
because of the budget. No,
I'm kidding. Well, mind you, I'm like, Joseph Stalin. You can send all the assassins you want, but if I send one, that's it.
It's done. Mike, a chance at the
Mike,
gulag.
That's a history joke.
What? What was?
Oh my God, he missed it. My God, he missed the history. I'm not going back. You're gonna have to watch the episode.
There is one episode I'm excited about. I think you all know.
Which
I'm really
one?
Excited about
the
media one we
want to
do.
Oh, yes. We have a media one planned. We got quite a few media episodes planned. Because we tend to go into pop culture and stuff and, like, popular things and trends and stuff. Like, we did Tiger King pretty early on. That was our second episode. Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, that was number two. It's definitely going to be interesting, like, with the Grammys and the Oscars and just Netflix. Golden Globes. Netflix announced that they're doing a movie every single week. Like, they're releasing a movie every week this year.
I'm very excited for the new Zendaya movie coming out in, like, a week or two. I heard it's amazing. I just love Zendaya, so I have very high expectations.
I'm just glad I don't have to buy any more subscriptions. If Netflix is dropping 52 movies, I'm down.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a good episode. An episode I'm looking forward to, or like a series of episodes. Like, I keep teasing it behind the scenes. I keep teasing it, but we're working towards like the high school Law and Order High School Victims Unit. Working on that one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one, but that's going to be much later. I know some people are pretty pumped about that one, and some people are like, I can't wait to rip my high school apart brick by brick.
You see, I'm in the special hell of a middle school high school. I don't think any of you guys were in that special
hell. No, we didn't have that special kind of hell.
Wait, hold up. Are you talking like a middle school and high school in like the same building?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I know that beauty. Yep.
Those are so only rare. That's
high school.
Really the borderline.
And they're in 11th grade. I'm like, remember when you were in 7th and I was in 12th and we were in Glee Club together? that special time.
Literally.
Like, you had to be very
literally the only thing.
Said. Like, you would kind of gravitate a bit, but then you were in club with middle schoolers and you didn't want to be, like, a jerk, you know? So you ended up becoming friends with them.
You can't beat up the children, but you could definitely haze them.
Oh my God, Zach.
Exactly. When you have to blame someone, you blame the wrestling team.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
They had like two floors. The high school had a floor and a half.
Yep. Basically,
it's a conquest of the high schoolers. All hail to the kings.
We had a floor and a half. They had two floors.
Basically, the way our building was is
don't
the
go
only
into
thing
it
that
now.
Really split. I know, I'm just saying.
Oh my
because
God.
She was talking about it.
We don't we don't need an explanation of how your high school went for a non-high school episode. Come on.
We're talking about like the
Come
building,
on.
Not
Focus.
The actual school.
Focus. Jeez, we get cameras and then Lewis like is just like his ego's too big now.
Oh my God.
Just bring it back down to earth there, buddy.
Yeah, let's reset. Everybody. See, high school is such a sensitive topic for all of us. We're going to get into it much later. It's going to be a longer episode.
Be excited for that one, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be multiple parts. I have no issue saying it's going to be multiple parts, but I'm not going to tell you what's going to be in each part. So there.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This is going to be fun. let's see, Mike or Hannah? Any expectation? Yeah. I mean, Mike, you kind of went over at your expectation. Hannah, what are you looking forward to in season two?
I am looking forward to finally exposing you for being the shitty host that you are, and we pull a 25th amendment on you, and I become host.
Okay, let me explain something.
Let it go again?
Let me explain something. All right. I'm going to get close to the mic just like this. I'm going to explain something. And I'm only going to do it once. Okay. Hannah is secretly Captain Obvious. Because it's pretty obvious how good of a host I am. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. My headphone actually just fell out as you were saying whatever the hell you just said. And all I heard was, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Now Hannah's going to have to watch the episode. Mike's going to have to watch the episode.
A Forrest Gump just happened.
And that's all I got to say about
that. I'm not going to find out until next week what the hell sex is.
Yeah. I guess now would be a good time to plug where you could listen to the podcast. Ooh, look at that. See? I'm such a bad host.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, 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 plug. What's something I can unplug just, right, like, now? Just show plugs. Anyways, yeah, listen to the show. If you're listening right now, if you're watching the video, you're clearly on YouTube, and thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe there. Listen to us. You know, all the major platforms. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. You can also listen on the website that we have, thepoorlywrittenpodcast.com. There. Was that such a hard plug?
You did fantastic.
See, I'm not that bad. Like, I'm like the George W. Bush of hosts. Like, I'm like, it seems really bad, and then someone worse is going to come along and make me seem mediocre. See?
No. Call me. Is he targeting me?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I'm doing a little better.
Honestly, though, I thought he was going to say that he was the George Bush of plugs when he's going to say everything starts out terrible, but he waits for a natural disaster to happen for things to get fixed.
Yeah, basically. I let FEMA do the rest of the work.
In a natural disaster of COVID.
Anyways. What's another thing that we have planned out for this season that you guys are excited about?
Didn't we talk about maybe doing a music episode?
Yeah, I think we're planning to do a Grammys episode, which...
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
On my list.
Because, I got some things to say about the Grammys, so we're gonna take it from there.
Who doesn't at this point?
I mean, that's true. Who doesn't have something to say about the Grammys?
Like, the best part about a music episode is y'all can make fun of me for my lack of music knowledge.
Yeah, we can make fun of Sarah for not knowing a lot of music. But then we're gonna be super lost when it comes to, like, Oscars and Golden Globes. It's like, wait, where the hell did this show come from?
Yep. But for now, though, the only thing I'll say about the Grammys, The Weeknd got robbed. That's all I'll say.
The Weeknd definitely got robbed somewhere along the way.
I know that artist.
Save it for the episode.
But we're going to save that for the episode. I think we might need to move on from this segment.
Yeah.
Mind you, this is not a very long episode. We just kind of wanted to talk and, like, get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling.
Honestly, I think I'm just really pumped for new guests.
Mm-hmm.
And just really expanding our variety of people that are on the show, if it's any sense.
Mm-hmm.
No matter really what the topic is, I'm just excited to get, like, guests on and just give them a platform as well. Mm-hmm. You know, give them some clout, you know.
just we're handing out clout over here.
Clout, get your clout.
Get the clout.
I'm selfie clout here for $5.
Yeah, but I'm excited to talk about things that normally, like, the main six of us wouldn't talk about.
Yeah, there is quite a few things. Right.
If that makes any sense.
That we could talk about. But anyways, regardless of that, I mean, not regardless of that, in regards to that, geez, I can't talk. I was doing so good today. I was doing good. I didn't mess up any of my thoughts or anything. And then, you know, you fumble like Daniel Jones on the, you know, 80-yard run or whatever. I don't know. This is kind of like, it's not a similar topic, but it also pertains to what's going on. What we want to do this season in specifics. I mean, we put out some pretty good goals for episodes and stuff like that, and what we want to do. I want to do more face stuff, you know. That's one of the things. We'll help Hannah out. I mean, I know people. This is going to sound very stereotypical. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Who knew a guy.
Who knew a guy. Whose cousins.
Who happened to be cousins with that guy.
Yes, thank you. We'll help Hannah out. We'll help everybody out with their tech.
Yep.
Do you guys
want to
hear another self-burn?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I mean, we do have That's time good. To kill, so there you go. Yep.
I love how we're doing more face things, so people will really see that I do have a face for radio.
Sarah.
That's my line.
Yeah, that is plagiarism. How dare you, Sarah?
I mean,
we don't tolerate
for a media student, you should know better.
Everyone says that joke. Joke's been around for decades, Mike.
That's true, though.
Yeah, but I have the face. You don't.
But worse than a face for radio is what you said.
What is the response to said claim?
I have a face for the voice behind a PowerPoint presentation.
I got downgraded so quickly.
It's a downhill slope. We need to stop. So this is not even funny anymore.
Hurry! Someone cues the Chewbacca defense.
It's not even funny anymore. Anyways, definitely something we talked about, and I'm working on currently. Try to do live streaming. That's something we talked about, not just live streaming episodes and stuff, but things that we usually wouldn't do. Like, I think the one thing that was brought up was Mario Kart.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to whoop all your asses.
So, in about the next couple weeks, I'm going to have everything, about the next week or so, I'm going to have everything I need to stream Mario Kart. So, it's close. So don't be afraid. If you see us streaming Mario Kart, come join us, watch that. That's going to be cool. We haven't decided. I don't think we've decided where we're streaming yet. I mean, obviously our social media handles and stuff, but like besides that, like we have no clue. We're working on details. We're going to be live streaming Mario Kart. We're also going to do tier list episodes too. Something I've been wanting to do on
here,
but it's more visual. So I'm thinking, why don't we just live stream and we get people on here and we get them to fight in the comments and then we walk away the victors. I mean, come on.
Ha.
We're working on a bunch of cool stuff, live streams and stuff like that. Is there anything else that we're working on towards that I missed?
No.
No?
Got it.
We definitely want more of a social media presence, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Oh, there we go. Yes, social media is a big thing, too. We're bringing back Debate Mondays. We have a few of them set out for you guys. Guys and gals who follow us on our social medias. Wait, do I hear another opportunity to plug our stuff?
Debate Mondays.
Yes.
Do I?
Thank you. Anyways, if you don't know what our social medias are, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're also on TikTok because we're, you know, we're hip, you know, we're just doing the things. We're doing what the kids do. Anyways.
Don't ever embarrass yourself like that again.
Hannah, I do that on the daily. I host a podcast. See, now that's how you do a self-burn. Anyways. Subscribe on YouTube, but also we have our own Discord server, community server. It's a great server. It's a top tier server. So if you're not on with any of us there, you gotta join all the stuff. That's just it. That's the message. Join the cult. I mean, join the club. You think they figured out we're part of a cult? There's no Kool-Aid. We promise. That's
you won't die.
That's messed up. But anyways, moving on from that, we have a lot of cool stuff we want to try, plan out, do, etc. You know, all that stuff. One thing we did try to do during our break was to get a feedback form going, get some feedback from listeners. And I am going to go after the listeners a little bit, people who follow us and stuff. Only one person did the form, and we posted that shit everywhere. We even posted in our Discord community server, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, there's no way you could have missed this form. I mean, should have we just nagged everybody to do it? Sure. But I wanted to see where it went naturally. I have it pulled up right now. One person did it. So if you happen to be that one person that listens to our episodes and you listen on Spotify because you put down what platform you listen to us, email us at thepoorlywrittenpodcast.com@gmail.com. Let me say that again.
One more time of feeling.
That's Hannah's job. Hannah knows that phrase really well, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, you can email us at thepoorlywrittenpodcast@gmail.com, and we're going to hook you up with something pretty exclusive, actually. Since you're the only one who did it, we're going to get you some cool shit, so email us there, claim your prize, let us know. You don't have to tell us your name, but, you know, you're the only one who did the form. One of the things they did mention, I'm doing the they pronouns because I have no idea. I didn't ask gender at the start of it. I didn't care about the gender stuff. It wasn't important because I just wanted feedback. Oh, that was gross. Anyways. My nose was, like, itchy, but, like, anyways. One of the topics we should cover is Star Wars and different types of fandoms that we have interest in.
That'd be a good idea.
Now, we're not afraid to do politics, but I'm afraid to do Star Wars politics. That is just a cesspool of politics.
We would have to bring back one of our...
Oh, you guys know
bring back our own guest for
sitting
that.
Out on this season?
plan your sick days out, Hannah. I mean...
That could like bring
Star Wars is gonna be one of them.
Yes, yeah, Star Wars is Star
the
Wars
loaded goat.
I love Star Wars, but that's gonna be a whole fiasco in itself. But we got different types of fandoms
absolutely.
And stuff too.
There's the followers of Star Wars are crazy. The closest I've ever been to seeing a Star Wars movie was I was talking to this guy and I was flirting with him, obviously. And it just totally went over his head, right? And he recommended a specific Star Wars movie to me from the original trilogy. And he goes, you need to watch them, like, on the original, like, VHS or what, the original copies. I was like, well, I don't have any of those, so how would I watch them? You know, trying to make obvious, like, let's hang out and you can show me the original Star Wars. And it, he was like, oh, you can find it here and here. And I'm like, oh, buddy. I give up.
Every time you tell me this, it gets worse in my gut, in my heart, in my soul. Every time you tell me that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because even I would have been like, oh, I have it. Just come over. Like,
why did I think of that, Sherlock?
I don't know if he listens to this. I really hope he does the slap on the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe he should run his head into the wall a couple times just to be sure. Because like when I was like, there would be like when before me and India were together, like when I was like trying to like talk with people, I would miss obvious clues, and then you know like it'd be like a month later, I'd just be like. It feels like someone just, like, you know, comes, hits a twisted T over my fucking head, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's what they meant. It takes a nice twisted T over the head to sometimes straighten you out, so. But besides Star Wars, what other fandoms? I mean, most of us are pretty big Marvel people.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually not. I think
I said most.
Like, Zach, you want to be proud of me? I actually like something from Marvel. Like, we should be proud of me.
I know it's WandaVision. You don't have to tell me. I know what it is.
It's absolutely WandaVision. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
because
I'm
watching it blind.
You're watching it blind all the way through.
And Rob keeps trying to spoil stuff for me. Rob's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
I yelled up while he was trying to tell me who Geraldine is, and I was like, "We're not
don't
there
tell
yet."
Me. I haven't seen episode 3. I've seen 1 and 2. I haven't seen 3. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
we love him, but he does. We love him, but he does two things: jinxes sports teams and spoil shit.
Yeah, he does. Rob is like the ultimate. I'm not gonna drag Rob. Especially when he's not here. That's not fair.
Yeah.
We love him.
We're gonna bring him on, and then I'm gonna drag him. But anyways.
It's a whole episode.
We have a lot of fandoms we could cover this season, and I think that's a really good point. It was like we don't really talk about like what we like. I mean, mm-hmm. I know me and Hannah are like big fans of Rick and Morty.
I love Rick and Morty.
Oh, that fandom. Yeah.
I need to get caught up on that, though.
You want to talk about a toxic...
Okay, Rick and Morty has a weird fandom, but I am not one of those people.
No. See, this is my thing about being associated with a show. I don't do the fandom shit, really. Mm-hmm. Like, Marvel has a good, healthy fandom. That shit I can tolerate. I'm not part of, like, Star Wars fandoms or, like, anime fandoms or, like... you know, Rick and Morty fandom or like part of the Republican Party, you know, like I'm not part of those like really whacked out fandoms.
Damn it.
I just had to sneak it in.
I do like ships. Do you know like ships are?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
I do ships. Like I won't like I know, but I'm not like toxic. Like I won't attack other
you
people.
You do ships
like,
in real life.
Do ships everywhere. Not
ships
like
everywhere.
Toxic, like
Sarah takes two ingredients. It's like we should ship them into a sandwich. Like Hannah, that's like not Hannah. Sarah, that is spaghetti and Pop Tarts. What are you doing?
Spaghetti and Pop Tarts.
It's not a true example, but it just shows the wackiness of Sarah sometimes.
I'm a wacky ass individual. But no, I love ships, but I also like to drag my own ships if I see like toxic shit going on in that relationship. I'm like, sir or ma'am, what are you doing? Are you ending your whole relationship? Just talk to each other. And like even ships I like on Grey's, I like Owen and Christina, I'm like, they need to break up. This is terrible. Yeah. I was like, one watch, one doesn't, shit is not resolving.
Mm-hmm. But besides that, fandoms is something we need to talk about. I forgot about this episode, which I'm actually looking forward to, but it's going to require some research. The toxic cesspool that is YouTube and YouTubers and controversy.
Oh,
That's going to be a really good one because we're dragging it. We're dragging everybody. I don't care how many beasts we got to start. We'll do it. PewDiePie fans, like hardcore PewDiePie fans, are some of the worst. Like, I'm talking hard
one way or another with them. Either they're absolutely wonderful memesters or they're just like fucking chads.
Or they're racist chads. There's no in between. There's no in between.
Yeah, absolutely no in between with PewDiePie fans.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah. But we're talking about YouTube and stuff like that later. So with that being said, I'm looking through the rest of the feedback for it. This is for stuff behind the scenes, so. You know, there is one thing we do well on our show. Lots of good conversations on different topics, especially with things that are currently going on. So for that, everybody, round of applause.
I did jazz hands.
I know you started with the jazz hands, but like, yeah. You gotta warm up those hands before you get clapping, you know, like, yeah.
You know, get the circulation going.
Anyways, is there anything else we want to talk about? I mean, this is relatively short episode compared to what we're usually doing.
Looking forward to making wonderful content in season 2 with my very best friends.
Okay, so I detected a lie at the best friends part, but everything else is 100% facts. I mean,
wow.
I have to give Hannah a little shit.
I really thought we had something special.
It's fine. I just wanted to be nice for once. You guys,
I know,
totally.
Because literally the next episode, Hannah is gonna rip into me. So,
heck yeah, I am.
We're gonna have to do like a WWE match, and like Hannah, like I'm gonna have to become the heel or something, and Hannah's gonna have to like be the good guy.
Something,
I mean,
WWE, there's something we have to remember. Back in season one, I think it was our third episode, we had Martin and Tony Feathers on, and we were promised a tag team match in 2021 at WrestleMania. So I think we need a follow-up with Martin, Tony, Nick, and my cat to figure out if this is actually going to happen.
Oh, we gotta figure some shit out. So with that being said, I think that's a good note to end on.
Let's figure some shit out.
We're gonna go work on some shit. So anyways, thank you so much. What, Sarah?
Is Bernie gonna be at the match?
Oh, I hope so. He's gonna be sitting in the chair. Bernie.
He's just gonna say he's gonna be like.
I finally knew a meme, and it didn't even play out right.
Sarah, you did good.
Why did I see a flash? Like, is it like who's taking pictures of you? Sarah, is the paparazzi in your house? We're not that famous.
Russian spies.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Gathering intel.
They're gathering intel. It's like, you see here, comrade. Comrade, they run shitty American podcasts, but it's good with viewers.
Oh, he liked that one.
Oh, that was good. See? See? How do you know I'm not the Russian spy after all? There's an imposter among us.
You're an Irish spy at least.
Yeah, I'm definitely Irish. I'd pick Ireland over most places any day.
It'd be like, moment of truth. What do you think about actual Guinness?
Is a spy or not? It comes down between Canada and Ireland, and I'm very conflicted. So, but wow, we're off track. I'm being selfish. We need to leave.
Trying to end the show, and it just escalated.
Yeah, it really got to a point where I didn't think we were going to get there, but anyways, that's today's show. Follow us, once again, follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, doing the dances, not really, I don't do dances. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and if you see a link to join our community Discord server, you should. We cleaned it up. It looks a lot better. It looks way better. Like Tom Hanks after Castaway, you know, looks a lot better. That's how I'm going to end it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you all next time. So say bye, everybody.
Ciao.
Hey, everybody.
Bye.
Adios.
You think we're good?
Yeah, we're clear.
My hands, they can't stop.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Oh boy.